day last night, and I was up late. It's been the recent trend for me. And I watched the Heat, LeBron, go back to Miami, finally played this year. And I don't know, you know, LeBron is so passive-aggressive with the way he does things. And I'm sure he played this year because I'm thinking because of the fact that Dwayne Wade made good with Pat Riley and being there for him. And I'm sure LeBron was like, oh, that's my brother. He took care of him. You know, they kind of, we got to be all grown folks about it. And he decided to play. Man, those shoes were on fire though, LeBron. I've been a big fan of LeBron 15's colorways, which is the new shoe he has. But what he does every game, you have a different design for the shoe. And it's fucking serious. By far the best shoe of the year. One of my favorite shoes, man. I feel like buying them. It's so many colors, so many different designs to them. It's unbelievable. And that's, I love the trend that he's setting out, you know, because he basically wears a different color shoe, man, for every game, every design. He has so many different designs. It's fucking awesome. I've never seen anything like that. He's taking shoe marketing to a whole nother level, man. And anyway, we're just talking about the game now, and it's such a different and better product, the NBA versus college basketball. Even when you're just watching the NCAA playoffs and the tournament, I don't know what it is. I think people get caught up in the genuine aspect of amateur sports, which is not, right? It's not an amateur sport. People get paid. People make money off it. It's a business. And I think that's where you watch a product and it's like 25-35 at halftime and they have so much stoppage play. And I tried doing a podcast watching a game and it took me 20 minutes to do 5 minutes, not even five. I couldn't watch it. Whereas the NBA, it's, you know, just a quicker game altogether. It's more spacing, more athleticism. It just seems that, you know, you get the creme de la creme, obviously, from the college game. And I was realizing that this past weekend that I didn't watch or I don't watch college football or college basketball as much because the stoppage of play is way too much. Even baseball, I can't watch it. Too long. All of these games just take too much time to watch. And I know I talked about this before, but I'd rather have watched wrestling. College wrestling is more exciting than college basketball. It really is. It's quicker. They're going at it. You know, it's pretty simple. Guys are competing. You know, it's trying to beat each other. Same thing with fighting, with boxing. It's a fast-paced sport. And that's what I'm all about. And I think that's something that why I don't watch college basketball. It's just too much stoppage. Now, I remember when I go watch a game and it's not televised, it's fucking great. It's a good pace. You're done in an hour and a half, 2 hours, basketball game. That's it. That's ideal for me, you know. But damn, and then you're watching a game like baseball, there is no clock. People take their time. And I think that's kind of how, and they can't say that's a younger generation attention span. I could just say more it's of an older person mentality that we don't want to waste time. You know, when we get older, we realize that, man, this is the biggest value we have. It's not money. It's time. Being able to have the freedom to go about and doing things. And when these games and these things are just having so much stoppage play, it's not cool. And I understand from the NCAA perspective, the amateur college sports is that, you know, they paid $1 billion to have the NCAA basketball tournament. So they have to juice it. They have to make the most money out of it. It's no different than Disney buying Star Wars. And they're having to make all these crazy movies, origins about Han Solo, about, you know, Rogue One, whatever these movies are that don't, people like me don't give a flying fuck about. I just care about the main storyline, especially when you fucked it up in The Last Jedi. Okay, need to stop there. but yeah, going back to basketball, that's the reason why I can't watch it on a collegiate level. It's the stoppage of play, the constant stoppage of play, and they have so many timeouts. And you have to understand that I just remember going back to when I played. If it was a televised game, I was like, damn, man, it's a lot of stoppage here. I don't know. I just like in games like basketball, it's the continuous flow of playing. It's the best thing, especially if people are talented. It's an amazing thing to watch. You know, I always go back to watching some of the videos of the guys playing pickup ball. LeBron James. Last summer they were playing in New York, and it was James Harden, Westbrook, LeBron James. You have J.R. Smith, which is like pickup legend. You could tell he's one of those guys that he's okay in the NBA, but man, you get him in the summer league, he's averaging 50. And these guys are just straight up hooping. And what it is like, you know, they just play back and forth. They just have a shot clock, and first one that gets to 24, whatever they go up to, that's it, wins. No coaches stopping play, no setting up plays, just letting guys hoop, man. And they know what to do. They know the spacing. They know all that shit. Let them play, man. It's fucking great. And you're sitting there as a fan like, God damn. You know, they need to implement this like they do in soccer. Like, it's just a continuous play. That's what I don't understand is that they have to – they're so archaic with their model as far as the programming for sports is that now you could put advertisements on your jerseys. You could put them on the court. You can have a screen within a screen to put advertisements. Or you could say, hey, you know, this third quarter is brought to you by McDonald's or and you know, whatever people – it's like radio sponsorship. You know, like how they do it in the radio, they'll go ahead and have all these sponsors. Same premise. And I was talking to my buddy about that. We're going into how the American Football Federation, the one that's going to rival the XFL to be the minor league football product here in the United States. That's one of the things they're doing. That's the playbook they're taking out. They're basically saying, look, we're trying to minimize commercials. We're trying to just have continuous play. That's the way to go. I think because the product of sports is beautiful. The thing about sports is it's unscripted. You can go watch an event. You don't know what the heck is going to happen. That's the beautiful thing about it. And people are genuinely competing within the rules. And there's nothing there that you know the outcome of. It's like, okay, these, you know, underdogs may win. More than likely they're not. But there's always a possibility. Super Bowl was an example. You know, we watch so many things. And I think that we enjoy sports because also it transcends to a lot of people's in their upbringing because they're brought up in sports and they are taught a lot of family values, good values in sports, especially at the grassroots level. But what you're having now is that it's become such a commercialized, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's our country. But if you show the continuous play of basketball, of football, it becomes a different animal to watch, and it's a lot more fun. To me, anyway, it is. Because you can see the people get into rhythm. You can see people just getting comfortable. I personally feel we should take a lot of timeouts out in basketball because I would like to see how the players react when somebody hits like a shot to go up by one with 35 seconds left to 45 seconds left and they don't have no timeouts. I want to see them play it out. I want to see those guys in the court. Let's see. All right, let's see what we got, you know? Like, that's kind of the mindset that I think there's so much genuine interest, in my opinion, doing that versus, you know, just kind of stopping the play and timeouts. That's why I like, football, when it comes to the two-minute warning, fourth quarter, no timeouts. Here we go. They got the ball at the 20, 25. Let's roll. Let's see how this thing pans out. No timeouts. Let's fucking go. And you see that continuous playing. It's very exciting. People that watch football love that type of scenario. Unless your team is the one trying to hold on to the lead and you're like, gah, right? But, yeah, I mean, but there's something exciting about sports when you're watching it continuously and it's not a stoppage of play. Get the coaches out of there, you know? And soccer gets it right. I think certain sports do get it right. And I think that we can implement that model and still make money on the basketball and football level. And I think with college basketball, God damn, it is so horrific, dude. I can't watch that shit. I can watch it. I can go, you know, watch my alma mater. But fucking, hey, it's it's just too much, in my opinion. It's just, it's, once you guys figure that out, get back at me. Until then, I'll be on YouTube and Netflix. You know.